decides to take the 1v1, and he wins this one, pushing their score to 39. It's now 43-39 with 14 minutes and 40 seconds left in the second half. Evans got it, whips the ball over to number 5. Morgan just gets a huge block against the backboard on the layup. Now we have a transition offense for the Screaming Eagles. They miss their layup, and now they're calling a foul on the Screaming Eagles when they try to get their own rebound. The ball goes back to the Buccaneers. Wow. Buccaneers just got a gift. The Buccaneers went for a layup. That would have been Harding went for a layup. Got absolutely denied. Just, that was a monster block by Morgan. And then Michalski had the 1v1, and he just kind of missed an easy layup. So Buccaneers catch a break, and now they have the ball. Heckman's got it. Passes it over to Harding, then back to Heckman. He's at the top of the key. He's looking. Then over to Staroba. Then Evan Lord, who looks, drives in a little bit. Then back out to 3. A nice transition on the play. Lord tries to drive into the hoop. Can't do it. Oh, he can't. He goes for it anyway. Misses the layup. And then Michalski gets the ball. Morgan, pump fakes a 3. Decides not to take it. Wants to take the 1v1. Can't do it. Great offensive scheme there. Corbin Phelps is wide open underneath the paint. Gets an easy layup. The score is now 43-41. Buccaneers still in the lead. But once again, what we're seeing is the Eagles are chipping away back to even. What can the Buccaneers do here? All right. Harding's got it. Passes it to Heckman. Then over to Jones. Then back to Lord, who drives in. Then back over to Heckman. Fakes the 3. Drives inside. Back to Lord for another 3. This guy's good. Oh, off the rim. How did that not drop? Lord gets his own rebound at the 3-point line. But then he got stolen. Now Michalski's got it. He's looking. Spin move. Passes it back out to Morgan for another 3. And it's the miss. The defensive rebound. Wow. These teams are just, they both can taste, like, Screaming Eagles can taste the lead, and the Buccaneers are tasting, keeping it. All right. We're having another jump ball. Jump ball. So that would be Screaming Eagles ball there. They went for the steal, and then both kids just kind of, like, fell over. All right. Oh, we haven't had points scored in a little bit. But don't mistake that as bad basketball. This has been a great defensive effort tonight by both teams. It really has. And I'm just loving the effort. And there's not a lot of fouls. They're not just being undisciplined. And, you know, this is good defense. Screaming Eagles got it. Trailed by 2. 12 minutes and 45 seconds left in the game. Michalski has a 3-point line. Tries to drive by his guy. Can't do it. Passes it over to Schinnebeck. Then to Corbin Phelps. Goes for the layup, and it goes in. Tie game. That was a beautiful touch, young man. 43 all, 12 minutes and 25 seconds left in the game. Heckman's got it. No, I'm sorry. Heckman does not. That'd be, oh, no, Hardy Heckman has it this time. Sorry for getting confused. I have both Heckman boys in at the same time. That actually gives me a minute to recalibrate because Marcus Purdy just committed a reach-in foul on Hardy Heckman. I'll do my best to say their first name so we know what... Oh, Corbin Phelps immediately makes up for it by getting an absolute awesome steal. And we have a first lead change of a game in which Corbin Phelps makes the score 45-43. 12 minutes in this game, and Shawamigan is saying, we want to win this. Great, great steal. Timeout called by the Buccaneers. Good timeout because we just had a lead change. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back to the game. It is 12 minutes and 13 seconds left in this game between the hosting Buccaneers and the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. The Eagles just took the lead for the first time this game. It is 45-43 with the visiting team in the lead. Let's see what happens. The crowd is quiet. Screaming Eagles visiting crowd is not. All right, Buccaneers pass it in. Lord has the ball. Okay. Dribbling, gets it out to House at the left. And Evan Lord open for three. And swish. Lead change back to Buccaneers, 46-45. They didn't like not being in the lead, and they fixed that really quickly. Phelps has it. Good ball movement. Morgan takes a long three, and he drains it. Back-to-back threes from both teams, 48-46. We haven't seen a lead change, and now we just got three right in a row. Boom, boom, boom. All right, 11 minutes left in this game. 48-46, Eagles in the lead, and Murphy's got the ball. Trying to drive inside, can't do it, gets it out towards the top. He tries to drive, can't do it. Now they're just passing the ball. House has got it, looking for his guy. Gets it over to Jones, dribbles it, gets over to Heckman. And we have, oh, Heston Heckman did it. I saw that. I was wondering if that was a travel, and the ref was like, yup. We had a little travel there, and the ball gets changed over to the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. All right. 11 minutes and 10 seconds left in this half. Corbin Phelps has the ball, gets the pass over to Morgan, then back to Phelps, then over to the corner. Purdy goes for a three, and it misses. Great defensive rebound by Murphy. He then passes the ball over to Lord. All right. And then at the top of the key, almost a steal by Murphy, but who Jones goes for the layup, misses, but got fouled on the way to the shot. Ooh. Side note for Andrew Murphy, senior. The guy has glasses on. They've fallen off now twice, and I'm just really concerned they're going to get stepped on. He's got to go get those. I've had them before because I have glasses myself. It's like a string that goes behind. That way they don't fall onto the court. All right. He gets subbed out, and then who went in for him? That would be Staroba did. Okay. Second free throw, missed. Both of them missed, and Shinnebeck gets the rebound off of that. Morgan has the ball for the Eagles now with 10 minutes and 40 seconds left in this game. The Eagles have been trailing this whole game, and we have yet to see them build a lead at all. House, okay, that's just the demo. House went for a steal because it was a tall pass, and the ball, like, as it came down, got kicked by him. So that's a can't kick in this game, and that's technically a foul. All right, House is gets subbed out, and who got subbed in? Is that Murphy? Murphy got subbed back in. All right. Morgan, A.J. Morgan's got the ball. Can't break the screen. Pass over to Purdy. Drives, goes for the layup, misses. And it's Buccaneer ball, but I missed what the ref said. So either a double dribble or a travel would be the most likely case for what happened for Purdy. Okay. Buccaneers got the ball, trailing by two, 48-46, with 10 minutes and 15 seconds left in this game. Esther Heckman passes it over to Lord, then to Murphy, then to Heckman, then to Staroba, all at the three-point line. Good ball movement. Staroba goes in, almost loses it. Hot hand! Misses his first shot since the first half. Heston Heckman misses. All right. Corbin Phelps has it. Resets at the top. Wachowski gets it at the three-point line. Then over to Shinnebeck. There's an open three chance. Decides not to take it. Gets the ball to Purdy. Then back to Morgan. Who then takes it. And it doesn't go in. But we have a rebound by Shinnebeck. Who then resets everything. Gets to Wachowski at the top of the key. Timeout. Timeout taken by the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. Ooh. Score is 48-46 for the visiting Eagles over the Buccaneers with 9 minutes and 36 seconds left in this game. Let's take a one-minute ad break for this timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back. This is 98Q. Steve Dillon bringing you the game tonight. Screaming Eagles have possession at the timeout. They go in, and Corbin Phelps makes a wonderful drive to the hoop and makes his layup, pushing the score to 50-46. The Buccaneers now are on offense trying to make up this difference, as they've had the lead almost this entire game, but now the Screaming Eagles have officially bit back, and now they hold the lead. Taroba tries to make a move underneath the hoop, draws the foul, and now he will have two free throws himself. Good move. Jerome is such a good player. I watch him dribble, and he is smooth. He drives into the hoop. He does a spin move, and then out of that spin move goes for the layup and draws the foul. That was great. First free throw is in. Nice shooting, 47-50. Buccaneers catching up. Second free throw in and out. Morgan with the defensive rebound. Good passing. Michalski has the ball. The top of the three-point line. Looking to get by. Can't see it. Dribbles into the paint. Gets it over to Schinnebeck. Back to Morgan. He's just holding right now. He's trying to dribble in. And we have a travel. That's a double or a double dribble. Either way, the same difference. It's a change of possession. Good defense by Staroba, who had Anthony Morgan. And that's a size difference. Let me tell you. 5'8 to 6'3. And basically, he forced Morgan to try to dribble back to the outside, and the dribble didn't go well. So that was great defense by Stroba. All right, Buccaneers got the ball. Heston Heckman got it. Passes it up to Murphy. He then drives in, gets the ball over to Jones, then back to Heckman underneath, then over to Murphy. In the paint, Stroba, Lord, Heckman. They are just great ball movement right now. Murphy has it right now looking. Dribbles in. Can't do it. Dribbles back up to Staroba. Can't do it. Great defense by the Eagles. They are absolutely holding on. And then we have a foul on, looking like it's a foul on someone fouled Andrew Murphy. So it's going to be Buccaneers ball still. Okay. Sorry, I had to wait to see what the refs told the side judge. Okay. Good ball movement. Heckman gets it. Yeah, he missed one shot, but he made that one. That's 7-for-8 tonight. He makes the three-pointer. The score is 50-50 again. Yeah, him not being the hot shooting hand was greatly exaggerated. He's still on fire, for all I care. Schinnebeck's got it at the three-point line. Passes to Michalski at the three-point line. He's looking to get by his guy. He does. Goes for the layup, and he makes it. 52-50. Eagles in the lead. 7 minutes and 20 seconds left in this game. Heckman's still hot. Get it to Heston. Lord, you can see it. Lord's dribbling at the top of the three. Murphy's even pointing to Heckman. He's saying, hey, get it to this guy. Lord can't get by. Gets it to Murphy, who then sees Heckman, who goes for the two-point shot, and it goes in! This guy's on fire! 8 out of 9. Wow! 52-all. All right. Eagles got the ball. Michalski has it, passes it over to Petzl. Then Michalski at the three. Then Morgan over on the right side. He's looking to get by. Trying to dribble. 1-2. Does like a weird pass to Michalski underneath. And as he goes to the layup, draws the foul. And he'll have 2-point opportunity. I'm getting so pumped for Heston Heckman tonight for the Buccaneers. He's having like a career night. Everything he shoots drops. He's 7-for-8 tonight. And like three threes is hilarious. Okay, here we go. First free throw in. Tie broken, 53-52. Substitution's happening. Murphy out. And Hardy Heckman is now in. Both Heckman bros again. I'll do my best to remember. Hardy and Heston. Okay. Michalski, second free throw. Up and in. 54-52. Eagles are hanging on to this lead. Let's see if the Buccaneers can steal back their home court. Lord goes, tries to drive in, and we have a foul, but one second, what the ref says. Foul number three. I don't know who they called it up, but number three drew the foul, so the Buccaneers will keep possession of the ball. Ball pass to Lord at the corner, and he misses. And they're going to say it goes out of bounds because it was jostled. It's going to be Eagles ball. Okay. All right. Refs are saying let subs come in. So Miguel's out, and is that Purdy? Marcus Purdy is in. Okay. Anthony Morgan has the ball, carrying up the court. They're in the lead, 54-52. But the problem is one more foul by the Screaming Eagles will push it into team bonus. They got to be careful. We got Eagles moving around. Ball gets over to Purdy. He's looking. Then to Michalski in the corner at the three. Tries to get by the screen. Flips a little bit. Then back to Purdy. And they're calling travel on that? They call travel. All right. It is now the Buccaneers ball. Man, bad turnovers tonight. It feels like they got a little bit sloppy in the second half on both sides of the ball. But the scoring has been electric. 54-52. Buccaneers in deficit. 5 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. Lord has the ball. Tries to get by. Can't do it. Gets the ball over to Jones. Jones! 53! 55! 54! Buccaneers back in the lead. All right. Screaming Eagles got it. The top. Pass it to Majalski at the three. Back to Morgan at the top of the key. Trying to fish by. He gets by his guy. Goes to the layup. Misses. Big miss. 54-all. Jones just got reviewed that was a two-pointer, not a three-pointer. So the score is tied. Just to that, just so everyone knows that got amended. House went for a couple layups, missed them over and over and over. He kept getting his shoot, get his rebound, shoot, get his rebound, shoot, get his rebound. And finally went out of bounds on the Eagles. So now it is Buccaneers ball. They get the pass inside. Strobe has it. Passes long pass to the top of the key. All the way to Jones, who then feeds it to Lord. Top tries to break by, can't get by the screen. Jones has it, goes by his guy, goes to the layup, misses. Shinnebeck gets the rebound, and now Morgan has the ball. They're carrying it up the court. Game is tied. Michalski has it. Back to Miguel for a wide open. Oh, he decides not to take the three. Oh, man. He decides to carry the ball in, take a jumper, gets blocked. That was awesome. And now, the Eagles still have possession of the ball. Morgan beats his guy, and before he could shoot, one second, I'm waiting to see. He got fouled, and they're going to call it a shooting foul. So Anthony Morgan has a chance to break this tie. 54-all, 4 minutes and 30 seconds left in this game. If you wanted good basketball tonight, you got good basketball tonight. This game is tied no longer. Eagles have broken it. It is now 55-54. Substitution. Moving people in and out. Phelps back in. All right. Second shot for Morgan. Up and in. 56-54. All right. Hagen Isaacson has got the ball. It's by trying to drive up the court. Shinnebeck playing tight defense. Good screen by House. But then, nice job by Shinnebeck to break the screen. Strobe gets the ball, then back to Heston Heckman. Strobe, then to Lord. Fake to three. Michalski has to break the screen. He does. Nice job. Then over to Isaacson. The top of the key. He's looking, dribbling. Can't get by his guy. Good defense by the Screaming Eagles. They're not letting anything in. They're saying, hey, if you want to beat us, you got to shoot from long range. Isaacson goes in, passes out to Heston Heckman. Decides to drive it. Can't do it. Back up to three. Then to Strobe, then to Lord. Long three, and he drives it. Evan Lord can miss from nowhere. It is now 57-56. He brings the Buccaneers back in the lead with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in this game. Oh, my gosh. He just is like, you know what? If you're blocking at the three-point line, I'll shoot 5 feet behind the three-point line. Corbin Phelps is a little Euro step for a layup. Risky misses it, and now it's back in Buccaneers' hands with the lead this time. Okay, here we go. They're looking. Strobe underneath, gets an open look. Oh, decides not to take it. House has the ball. Now they're just moving. Lord got it at the top of the key. He looks to his coach. Coach tells him to calm down. Says slow it down. All right. Passes inside the house. Tries to run by. Can't do it. Gets it to Heckman. Heckman is on fire. And of course he makes it. The guy's having his night. 8-9. Timeout from the Screaming Eagles. Man. He, I think he's 4-for-3. 60-56. Buccaneers have the ball. Sorry, scored, and now the Eagles got the ball. There's 2 minutes and 49 seconds left in this game. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back to the game. Man, what a game. I'm Steve Agellin bringing you the game here on 98.2 between the home team, Prentice Buccaneers versus the Shawmut Screaming Eagles. The score is 60-56 with the Buccaneers in the lead. 2 minutes and 49 seconds left in the game. It's been so good. And you want to know who's been better than good? Heston Heckman, who is 8-for-9 tonight with 4 three-pointers. This kid's on fire. Do not take him off the court for the rest of the game. He's out there now. I don't care how tired you are. He doesn't leave the court. Morgan Scott drives in. Misses the layup. They didn't drop and roll right out. All right. They're playing press defense. Oh, man. That miss is going to haunt them. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in this game. Buccaneers in the lead. Heckman's got the ball. What's he doing? He passes it over to Staroba, then back to Heckman. Who's fishing? Ward's got the ball. Looks like they're just being patient. Looks like they're just moving the ball right now. They hold the card. They're up 4. Back to Lord. They're looking. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in this game. Right now, the Eagles are trying to steal. They know they have to do something. 1-2 pass. Back to Heckman. Then over to Jones. Back to Lord. They're trying to get a steal. House tries to go for the screen. Machalski breaks it. He's broken every screen tonight. Great defense by the Eagles. And then at this point, they have to force a foul. We're getting to the point of the game where you just have to team foul. You just have to team foul them over and over again, force them to miss free throws, and allow you to then get transition points. Right? Oh, what a game! The score is 60-56 with 1 minute and 55 seconds left in this game. Buccaneers have a chance. If you start making free throws, you can walk away with a win. First one made. Staroba. Nice shooting, my man. 61-56. Now looking at a 5-point lead. All right, second free throw. What are we looking? Up and in. There we go. 62-56. Morgan has the ball. He's carrying it up the court as fast as he can. And we're called a foul on the Buccaneers. It is now, so that's their fifth foul, so they're not in foul trouble yet as a team. So they will pass in underneath the hoop. All right, here we go. We're getting them all set up. Let's see what we got here. Morgan passes into Phelps. He then passes inside. And another foul by the Buccaneers. That's now 6. One more, and they'll be in team foul position. Okay. Eagles once again pass underneath the hoop. Jones is getting subbed in for Staroba. Buccaneers are leading by 6 points with a minute 48 seconds left in this game. All right. Phelps gets the ball in the inbound pass. Now Machalski has it. Now Morgan has it. That is a corner three, and he swishes it. 59-62. Wow. Timeout called by the Buccaneers. There's a 3-point deficit in the second half with 1 minute 41 seconds left in this game. Buccaneers in the lead. 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back to the game. If you're just joining us, you're joining at a perfect time. There is 1 minute and 41 seconds left in this game. The score is 62-59. The Buccaneers are winning over the Eagles, the Screaming Eagles. And we are about to see who can pull away and end in a victory. There's not much time, but there's still plenty of basketball to play. Here we go. Buccaneers pass in. Full press defense is happening right now. The players are listening to their coach. Lord goes in, trying to make a free throw, layup, can't do it, passes it back out. And with that, Shinnebeck has fouled at the coach has requested him to foul. Like I had said, there's 1 minute and 27 seconds, and you need to get in the lead. So they're going to be purposely fouling from here on out to try to get the Buccaneers in a position to miss a field, to miss a free throw, which then allows the possession to go over to the Eagles, assuming they get a rebound, and then they can score more points than free throws being made. So at this point, it's up to Isaacson. You make both of these? Yep, their first one's in. If you can continue to make your free throws, you will win this game, okay? So now it's 63-59, second free throw. Here we go. Up. In. Nice shooting. Nice shooting. And with that, the Eagles have the ball. Michalski calling his guys forward. Buccaneers on a full court press. They just want to waste as much time as possible. There's 1 minute, 20 seconds left in this game. The Buccaneers have the lead by five. Morgan has the ball for a long three, and he misses. Capurdy gets the rebound. It's so big. Miguel goes in for three, and it also misses. And the Buccaneers have the ball. They draw another foul. Oh, wow. Eagles, you had it. You got two chances there. You got to make those. Oh, man. Well, Strobe is in perfect position right here to kind of start to put this game in a precarious position for the Screaming Eagles. 64-59 with two free throws here to shoot. Strobe, first one is a make. There it is. He made it. They are now five. So basically, I'm not going to count the whole game, but since the Eagles have been purposely fouling at the end of the game, they've been 5 for 5 for free throws. Huge. Second one is out. Okay. The Eagles, you can make a point. You got to make something here. You got to make something. Michalski looking underneath the hoop, passes to Miguel, goes for a layup, misses. And then we have a foul. 1 second. I don't know who it's on. A pushing foul on the from the Buccaneers towards the Eagles. So the Eagles drew the foul, and now Miguel will have two shot here. You got to make them both. You have to make them both to have a chance. They're down by six. Push it to four, and your chances are real. First shot. In. 65-60. 59.5 seconds left in the game. Second free throw attempt coming up here in a second. Miguel's got the ball. The crowd is just chattering. They're into it. Okay. Get nice quiet. Miguel's second free throw is a miss. Purdy gets the rebound, though. Michalski takes it to the end. It's another miss. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be a backbreaker for the Eagles. Can the Buccaneers take advantage? And then they draw another foul. Good job by the Buccaneers. Oh, their defense has come up clutch in these last couple minutes. They are making every point impossible to get. Great rebounding, great positioning. Great, and their coach is giving great direction. They're listening to their coach. We're seeing a well-coached basketball team here tonight. All right, Evan Lord, the guy you want at the free throw line. Actually, you probably want Heston Heckman tonight. He doesn't miss. But Lord doesn't either. He makes his free throw. The score is now 56 to 60. 49.3 seconds left in the game. All right. House gets substitutes back in. Same with Murphy. Lord up and in. 67 to 60. At this point, it's just a three-point shooting parade. All right. Morgan carries it down the court, passes it over to Petzl, who misses his three attempt in the corner, and then Morgan immediately fouls him as they need to. All right. 40.1 seconds left in the game. I mean, if the Buccaneers hit these two three-pointers or three free throws, if they make these two free throws, we're starting to look at a not insurmountable. I mean, I suppose you could just drain the next, what, four three-pointers and they miss the next eight free throws. So we'll see. First one's up here in a second. Here it goes, and it is a miss. All right. So if they need to miss eight in a row for the Eagles to score three in a row, that's step one, is the first one missing. Second free throw. It's up and in for 68 to 69. Still need, I said the Eagles still got a small chance to stop. Can nail the three, and he does it. But then we have a recovery. Nice. Petzl gets a nice offensive rebound, and now we get called for tripping. I know the crowd's not happy with that one, but that was a very clear tripping call. Now, it was incidental, right? It's not like House threw his leg up to trip him. It's just, you know, he planted his feet, and when he did that, Morgan had already committed to the drive. So the planting of his left leg came after the committing the movement, so it got called for tripping. Good call by the ref, even though the crowd wasn't too thrilled about that. But hey, that's okay. The refs have been great tonight, by the way. Just a little side note. All right, second, first free throw for Anthony Morgan is in. 61 to 68. 27.7 seconds left in this game. Morgan makes this. He shoots it off the rim, misses. And it's going to be a jump ball with 23.7 seconds. And it should be awarded to the Buccaneers. Yep. Good call by the refs. All right, there's going to be an immediate foul, okay, right? There's a seven-point deficit here. As soon as it's passed in, immediate foul, all right, and boom. 22.2 seconds left in this game. Heston Heckman, who's 8-for-9 tonight, is going to have two more free throws. He makes these both, he's going to be 10-for-11. And with how he's shooting tonight, that's what I'm betting. We'll see. Buccaneers. I'm trying to think in my head. If he makes them both here, there'll be 9 points, 22.2 seconds. It'll almost seal the deal. First free throw is a miss. Man, did I just see Heston Heckman miss? I couldn't believe it. I had to blink there. First free throw is a miss. 8-for-10 tonight. Oh, no, he's shooting 80%. All right, second free throw is a make. 69 to 61. There's still a chance. Picks up the ball. 20 seconds is about to happen. Morgan goes for 1-2. Misses the layup. And Laura gets the rebound and draws a foul. 14.5 seconds left in the game. If Lord makes both of these, it's game over, in my opinion. Like, there's just actually not enough time to foul four times in a row and make three three-pointers. All right. There's a substitution coming in for Garrett May. And the coach knows it, too. Garrett May's on the JV roster. And then it looks like JV Ian Schlor's coming in, as well as Dominic Seabury, as well as Mason Pahokee. They are all coming in. Here we go. We have a complete substitution for the last 14.5 seconds left of this game. With that, and like I said, that once that free throw was made, it became obvious. The coaches know that. They're very game smart, both sides. Absolutely. Okay, here we go. Second free throw. The score is 70 to 61 with 14.5 seconds. But that is now 71-61. And here we go. Number 23, Devin Adams Dunn has the ball. He's looking. He passes it off to Rodriguez, who then gets it over for a three attempt miss. And then we have a rebound made
by Garrett May, and then Murphy holds on to it. The time goes out, and the home team, the Princess Buccaneers, walk away with a win. Great game. Swamigan Screaming Eagles had a chance to win, but they got in foul trouble. Buccaneers played great defense and just forced the issue, and they did not miss free throws. Great game by the Buccaneers. They walk away victorious, defending their home court from the visiting Swamigan Screaming Eagles. We're going to take a one-minute ad break before we go into the Ford Bank post-game show. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Forward Bank postgame show brought to you by 98Q here at the basketball game. I'm Stephen Jellin. We just got to experience a wonderful game played between the hosting team, Princess Buccaneers, versus the visiting team, Swamigan Screaming Eagles. Buccaneers win 71-61, but not in dominant fashion. Now, there was a trend, a pattern, repeated this entire game, which was Buccaneers create a lead that approached 7, 8, 9, or 10 points, and then the Screaming Eagles would immediately begin to chip away, boom, 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 all the way back to even or close to even, and then in the second half, eventually taking leads of their own. It just seemed like that repeated. Every time the Eagles closed the lead, the Buccaneers would fabricate another lead, and then the Eagles would close that one, and then the Buccaneers would get it again. And that happened through this entire game to the point where the score was high coming into this late. Like, what was it, a minute 41, a minute 43? In the game when it was, like, tied up, there had been, like, three lead changes in a row. But that last 1 minute and 40 seconds, the Buccaneers had one crucial job. Well, technically two crucial jobs. One was good defense, right? Don't just, like, let Swamigan shoot for free, which they've been doing all night. So it's basically the one new job they got, which was we are about to be fouled over and over and over again to preserve time, right? Happens in basketball. The joke is that the longest, you know, the game just started at 2 minutes. Like, when there's 2 minutes left of the basketball game, that's when the game starts. And if you can make your free throws, then you will pretty much walk away with the game, assuming that they're not just making every three they chuck up on the return offense, which they did. So, I think they went at the 10 for 12 for free throws at the very end of that game. Yeah, it was a 10-point lead. Yeah, they went 10 for 12 for free throws on that. It was a 10-point lead. So, yeah, just great job by the Buccaneers. And I want to call out one kid's name in particular. Evan Lord shot really great tonight, and I knew he would. But you know who also shot better? It was the sophomore, the guard, Heston Heckman. Let me tell you, he made that first one, right? And you're like, ooh, nice shot, nice shooting. He made the second three in a row, back-to-back. You're like, oh, I see, a young man, right? Then he made, okay, no. He made that 14-foot jumper, excuse me. He made that 14-foot jumper in the first half. He was like, that was a nice shot. Then he made the corner three, and you're like, okay, he checked. Then he made the second three-pointer. You're like, all right, he's hot. He's, you know, First one, nice shot. Second one, heat check. Third shot, you're on fire. Then he made a fourth one, and you're like, oh, I think the temperature of the building just rose. And every person in this crowd, for the home crowd, knew it, same as me, right? This kid is going to make everything tonight. He missed his next shot, so he's 4 for 5, and then he just railed off like, made 2 free throws, then another 3, then another 2, then another 3. He made 4 threes today. So Heston Heckman, MVP of the match, should be super proud of his performance. His teammates were hyping him up. You could tell, you know, it seemed like to me in the second half he got more minutes, and go figure, if I was a coach, I'd be like, you're just out there now because you're making everything. So great game by the Buccaneers. Great game by the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. I look forward to their next matchup and what they have to bring for both these teams. As for tonight, that's all we have. This is 98Q. Stephen Jetlin will be signing off. Be safe out there, and we will see you next time. Have a good night. Goodbye.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
It's perfect outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be
tree.
Ever since you left, trying to figure this out, this jack I've been dreaming.
truck with another set of great country tunes. And Warren Zeter's right here. Pretty Little Poison, title track to his debut album.
I thought I missed you. 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
It's Chris Jansen. I'm Brian Curry. How's it going? More random research. You know, if you spread these out evenly throughout the year, you would eat about 1.3 a day. You know what they are? Think about that for a few seconds. The answer, cookies.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online